Introduction. I had to pull over. The side of my head was pounding and lights fluttered to the top left corner of my eyes. I was having a stroke at the age of 39. Or so I thought. It turned out to be the worst migraine of my life. But it was a warning. I might not make it to 40, let alone 50. Just an hour before, I was feeling victorious. I had just deposed a defendant who was truly one of the most destructive human beings I had ever met face to face. I had spent months planning my deposition strategy, because most adversaries I had come up against were decent human beings who made critical errors in judgment. But this one was different. She was dangerous, and I nailed it. I caught lies and misbehaviors and had it recorded for posterity. Weeks later, she would be disciplined by New York State. But my victory came at a huge cost. I didn't recognize myself. I'd never wanted to practice law. And since I went to law school on scholarship after almost a decade running my own company, I didn't have to practice law. I was recruited by my law school professor to become a trial lawyer, and he taught me how to become a good one. But being good at something should never be the sole reason for committing a substantial amount of your time and energy to it. So here I was, at the side of the road, taking deep breaths, gasping for air, and wondering what I should do. And I realized, for the last 5 years, I have let life happen to me like a leaf in a flowing stream. It's time I take charge, like I used to as a creative entrepreneur. My wife Devra and I would hash out different ideas about how to plan my exit from trial law, and, most likely, law entirely. I even asked my Facebook friends for help coming up with ideas for altering my career trajectory. Michael Priwas updated his status. 5 years ago, I made a life-altering decision, and I would like to alter again. My law professor asked me to leave the entertainment media business and become a trial attorney at his firm. I have been a trial attorney ever since, but I just don't like being a trial attorney. I would like to leave my firm within the next 6 months and write the next chapter in my life. If you have thoughts, suggestions, referrals, connections, please private message me. I will be grateful. I ran my own film, video, and internet production company before attending law school, so it seemed natural to explore different small creative businesses. And one night, before bed, Devra and I really brainstormed with questions and ideas, and left it open-ended as we fell asleep. I woke up with a gasp. Of course, I thought. I wouldn't have to leave law after all. I would start up a law firm for creative entrepreneurs and artists. And when I told Devra about my aha moment, she said out loud, "Of course." And when I told my friends and family, they said, "Of course." Because aha moments are usually, seemingly, obvious. But they become businesses only when those perfect ideas are set into motion. This book is a step-by-step practical guide for creative entrepreneurs and artists seeking that aha moment, or have just found it, searching for a workable approach to growing a business while navigating the tricky legal and business obstacles that stand in their way. While readers outside of the United States can glean much from this book, especially about ideation, cultivation, and growth of the GASP, the discussions of law and regulations are geared towards a U.S. audience. Nothing can replace the personalized guidance of an attorney or an accountant, but by the time you are through with this book, you might find yourself better able to see into the future and speak the language of professionals who have guided creative people such as you towards realizing a dream of turning passion into profit.